October 1, 2025. Welcome to another issue of Accessibility Tidbits. From stroke survivor triumphs to cutting-edge AI in public transport, this issue celebrates stories of resilience, innovation, and inclusion. Explore accessible travel in Spain, home and retail improvements, women leading change in Eastern Europe, Camp Kindle's 9 million expansion, and how disability is reshaping global perspectives from rare beauty to international relations. Also in this issue, Kevin Greenard, home accessibility expense credit helps people stay in their homes. Activists discuss the intersection between Palestinian liberation and disability justice. Why an inclusive culture is the best way to unlock chemistry's potential. Oregon becomes first state to earn accessibility verified status from Will the World. Empowering community leadership, how Bogota's Kennedy locality is strengthening health governance through disability inclusion. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. Potter Park Zoo enhances accessibility for all visitors. Potter Park Zoo in Lansing, Michigan, is not just an amazing animal adventure, it's also dedicated to accessibility and inclusion. The zoo offers a variety of resources to ensure every visitor can fully enjoy their experience. Audio tours allow you to dive deeper into the world of the zoo's incredible animals, while Anchroma glasses are available for those with color blindness, providing a more vibrant and immersive experience. Upon arrival, guests can access Braille maps and booklets, as well as free headphones for a more personalized visit. For added accessibility, the zoo's playground features a communication board with symbols to support interaction and engagement for all guests. Stroke survivor Magdalena Andruskiewicz proves disability is no obstacle to world glory. When Magdalena Andruskiewicz blazed across the finish line in New Delhi, the stadium shook with cheers, but the real story began 7 years ago, when a stroke left half her body paralyzed. From rehab pedals to world titles, the 37-year-old Pole has transformed struggle into speed, resilience into records. Now, with back-to-back golds in the T72-400M, her sights are set on LA 2028 and nothing less than Paralympic glory. How important is accessibility in retail? Target is raising the bar for accessible shopping. Just in time for the holidays, the retailer announced a first-of-its-kind self-checkout experience designed with and for blind and low-vision consumers, as well as those with motor disabilities. Featuring tactile controllers, audio guidance, and braille-labeled buttons, the rollout marks a major shift from talking about accessibility to actually delivering it, making everyday shopping faster, easier, and more inclusive. Thessaly launches pilot program to enhance home accessibility for people with disabilities. Greece is taking a bold step toward breaking down barriers at home. In a first-of-its-kind move, the region of Thessaly has launched a program offering up to €14,500 to help people with disabilities adapt their primary residences, funding everything from grab bars to elevators. The goal: make independence and social participation possible for thousands who too often remain shut in by inaccessible housing. Explore the wheelchair-friendly trails at Grassy Waters Preserve in West Palm Beach. If you're looking to enjoy Florida's natural beauty at your own pace, Grassy Waters Preserve in West Palm Beach is a perfect spot. Two wheelchair-accessible trails, Apache Trail and the Cypress Boardwalk Trail, let you get close to wetlands, flatwoods, and abundant wildlife. The Apache Trail is a short, half-mile asphalt loop that's easy to navigate but still full of sights, from birds to turtles and more. For a slightly longer journey, the Cypress Boardwalk Trail is a 1 mile elevated wooden path, letting you roll above the marsh and swamp areas while staying comfortable in shaded areas or under small shelters along the way. Take your time, enjoy the sounds of the wildlife, and capture some gorgeous photos, All from the comfort of your wheelchair. I worried about being a mom with a disability. Now, I've embraced it all with one hand. When Kiara Fedoris first saw the positive pregnancy test, joy collided with fear. Living with spastic cerebral palsy, she questioned whether her body could carry, deliver, and raise a child. 2 years later, she's not only thriving as a mom navigating diaper changes, baths, and late nights with one hand but also lifting up other new mothers through her mother's inclusive platform and support group. Her story is a testament to resilience, grace, and rewriting what's possible in motherhood. Spain Talks highlights sustainability, accessibility as tourism priorities. Spain just made it clear, the future of tourism isn't only about where we travel, but how. At the debut of Spain Talks in Toronto, tourism leaders, academics, and accessibility advocates spotlighted sustainability and inclusion as the industry's next frontier. From Valencia's green strategies to Lanzarote's long-standing eco model, and from accessible taxis to barrier-free beaches, Spain is proving why it's not just one of the world's most visited destinations, it's shaping what travel should look like for everyone. Rare Beauty's unique impact on the disability community. Rare Beauty isn't just changing the makeup game, it's rewriting the rules of accessibility. Founded by Selena Gomez, who lives with lupus, the brand designs products with disability in mind, easy-to-grip packaging, soft applicators that don't require strength, and tools built for dexterity challenges. Beyond beauty, Rare Beauty invests in mental health through its Rare Impact Fund, proving that inclusivity isn't a side note, it's the mission. For many, this isn't just makeup. It's empowerment in a bottle. Fun for every way you wander. Ann Arbor is proud to be destination verified for accessible travel by Will the World, giving you trusted information on where to stay, dine, and explore. That means whether you're craving a cozy cafe, inspired by vibrant arts, or exploring our charming neighborhoods, we've got the resources to help plan a trip tailored just for you. Accessible, welcoming, and always full of surprises, Ann Arbor has your wonder covered. AIDA Artificial Vision and Artificial Intelligence, the future of public transport accessibility. Hands-free boarding is here. At Busworld, Mossats unveiled its AI-powered bus door system that uses artificial vision to recognize when passengers, whether wheelchair users, people with low vision, or simply someone juggling bags, are ready to board. Doors open, ramps deploy, and safety checks kick in automatically, no button pressing required. Faster, safer, and more inclusive, this innovation is driving public transport into a smarter, more accessible future. Camp Kindle wraps up 9 million expansion and accessibility project. Camp Kindle just got a 9 million glow up. The Kids Cancer Care Foundation of Alberta unveiled its biggest expansion yet, more space, more play, and more accessibility, ensuring every child, no matter their mobility or treatment stage, can fully experience camp. From new staff housing to enchanted pathways and a conservatory honoring founder Christine McIverer, this project isn't just about buildings, it's about building joy, inclusion, and lasting memories for families facing childhood cancer. Women with disabilities leading change in Eastern Europe and the Caucasus. 1 in 5 women worldwide lives with a disability, and too often, with double the barriers of gender and accessibility bias. In Moldova and Armenia, the EU for Gender Equality program is shifting that story. From leadership training to safe spaces and employment support, women like Felicia Bulmaga are breaking stereotypes, claiming independence, and proving that disability is not a limitation but a source of strength. This is empowerment in action, women raising their voices, reshaping norms, and opening doors for the next generation. Reframing IR through disability, Translating Global Norms into Social Realities. International Relations IR loves to talk about power, justice, and sovereignty, yet it's been curiously silent on the world's largest minority, people with disabilities. Despite over a billion people living with disabilities and the CRPD becoming one of the fastest ratified treaties in history, IR theory still treats disability as irrelevant. This article argues it's time to change that, using Uganda's implementation of the CRPD as a case study to show how disability rights can and must reshape how we think about global politics, justice, and inclusion. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon State. Lansing, Michigan. Penticton, B.C. Friuli Venezia Giulia. Visit Lauderdale. The Palm Beaches. More travel deals? Check out Accessible Geo. Want to know before you go? Check out Able Eyes.